The Ticket.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Tickets, Sunday Morning Playground. Jay-Z, Jacob Babbitt, Tony O, Anthony.
Yo.
And it's your boy, The Miz Man, in the studio. Michigan coming off of a big win yesterday, retaining the little brown jug. Not the big brown jug, Anthony. Remember that.
You know, that was my mistake. I apologize.
Yeah, you need to recognize.
You think
greatness.
The real one is pretty big, though?
Yeah, it is.
Massive.
This replica that's in here, not anywhere close to the size of the actual.
You know,
one.
It looks the same. They look the same. I got confused.
Right distance.
I thought that was a real thing. That would have been so cool.
I've seen it once. I wasn't able to touch it. The person that paints it, they have it there. You know, while they're painting the scores, wasn't able to touch it. They told us no.
Oh,
it's for Ira's party. Should have been there.
When has
been
that stopped you?
Yeah, usually never, but I figure it was Ira's party. Shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tonio, have you ever tried to touch the brown jug?
No.
No?
Nope, they keep it under. Two locks.
Mm. And you can only get one lock in. Got
if
it.
You get one lock, then like, why aren't you going to get the other one? That's what Laura's like, oh, that's easy. If you can pick the locks, one and do the other. And I'm like, no, I get that. But by that time,
right.
They shouldn't really, there should be someone on you by that.
Right. So... Going back over the stats, we broke down the rushing and obviously the passing yards.
But I have more for you, Miz.
You got more?
I have more.
Oh, my God. Hit me with it.
I'm Jacob Babbitt, so I'm going to go ahead and give you some of these stats. Okay. So
I'm Tony O. Go ahead.
So Peters went 8 for 13, right? Mm-hmm. Are we all right? Can everyone say a right?
Right.
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 In that first drive, he had three. He had Peters, that first pass to Peoples-Jones for 8 yards.
Right.
Then he had another one to McKeon for 4.
Right.
And then the touchdown to McKeon was for 20.
Right.
So hit 3 passes, 3 for 3 in that first drive. So the rest of the game he went 5 for 10.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, obviously I think their game plan, they worked all week. Usually most teams do it, is that first drive is something they've gone through. You don't really have to get in the huddle and tell each other what's going on because they're going to work their way down the field with the stuff they've been working on all week. Now, obviously, the big run by Higdon, that 47-yarder, kind of cuts some of that stuff down because as they get closer and closer, change it up a little bit. But so, obviously, I think the passing game is put in there, something they worked on throughout the week. But once they, you know, start going on as the game got farther and farther apart, obviously, you're just running clock then.
That's interesting and funny.
And how?
And funny. So
right.
Yeah, right. So the receiving end of things broke down like this. Phillip Howard, 41 yards for Minnesota. Tyler Johnson, who was supposed to be like their big stud at wide receiver, only one catch, 29 yards.
Yeah, it was like third or fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, it was late in the game towards the end. Basically, it was at the point. Minnesota.
Garbage time.
Yeah, it was garbage time, and Minnesota was basically just kind of pulling back like, yeah, we give up. And Rodney Smith, 2 catches for 4 yards. In the game, which doesn't make sense is that he had 4 yards total in receiving, but his longest was 8 yards.
Yeah. So how do you do that math?
He lost yardage
on one of the catches.
I'm guessing so.
Huh.
What a dummy! You gotta go north. You don't go south. Come on.
Drop the ball.
Michigan side of things. Sean McKeon, 3 receptions, 30 yards, had the lone receiving touchdown.
And that first drive, he had two of them. He had 2 of those 3 catches.
Look at that. Nice.
They're working on it.
Nice observation, Jacob Babbitt.
Thank you.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, DPJ, 2 receptions, 18 yards.
He had one of those in that first drive. It was for 8 yards. The other one was for 10.
I know. Look at you, Jacob Babbitt, with all those great stats. Nate Shanley, 1 reception, 8 yards. Chris Evans had a reception, no gain. And same with Mo Ways, 1 reception, no gain. But like I said, this was a game of rushing for Michigan, so it really wasn't that big of a deal. Defensive side of the ball. Welcome to the Kalik Hudson show. We're just living in it. We're in his world. We're just a part of it. Led the way with 13 total tackles, 11 just by himself. Had 6.5 tackles for loss, 28 yards, 2 sacks, 17 yards, forced a fumble. Pretty sure he also made reservations to Roost Chris afterwards.
And how do you
also
know that?
I'm just making an observation. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he probably did something of that nature. But
treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I'm Buzz Gold. He probably did.
He probably did. So Devin Bush was right behind him. 9 tackles, 3 solos, 6 assisted. Had half a tackle for loss. Mike McRae, 7 tackles, 4 by himself, 1 tackle for loss, and a half a sack. Tyreek Kinnell, 4 tackles by himself, 5 total, had a tackle for loss. Chase Winovich, who, by the way, apparently, according to the postgame show, held the jug incorrectly. Chase, what is you doing?
Yeah, no, actually, it was one of these. What did you do? I know Noah could see me, but he did one of this when he was in with the students. He put it up on, he had his hand
like
on the bottom of it, and then you saw it kind of falling down. He caught it as it was falling back down. Yes, I know there's a lot of people, you know, that were like, oh, you know, and then just waiting for like a student. All it takes is like a toenail to slap it. Next thing you know, the little brown jug is now a bunch of pieces. Yeah.
Shut up. That's interesting and funny.
So that was after the game, though.
Yeah. 4 tackles altogether, 1.5 tackles for loss for 18 yards, and had a sack for 17 yards, and also had a fumble recovery in the game. Brandon Watson, 4 tackles as well. Josh Metellus and Jordan Glasgow.
Whoa. Metellus got an ejection. It's not going to show up on your stat sheet, but he'll be back.
Yeah. Rashawn Gary, 2 tackles. Aubrey Solomon as well. Noah Furbush, Mo Hurst. All had 2 tackles, and we just keep going on down. Josh Ross, David Long, Mike Robleski, and Marshall, all with a tackle individually. Your guys' thoughts on the game. Is there anyone else on that defense you would put in the category of a potential player of the game, defensive player of the game, besides Kalik the Freak?
No.
I mean, I don't think you can because Kalik was so good. When you have 30 yards... For like when you have so many tackles for loss, that it equates to almost 30 yards loss for the other team. That's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it all. I mean, a couple of sacks here. Again, the 6.5 tackles for loss, 13 total, and then a forced fumble. I mean, the dude was everywhere.
Right.
It's really hard to give it to anyone else, but he was so good last night.
Right. Yeah, Jay-Z, I think you know what you're talking about there.
Thank you, Jacob.
I'll go ahead and say the same thing as what you're saying, but I'll also say that the best thing about Don Brown is he might go. It might be someone else. I mean, that whole list of guys next week against Maryland, it could be, you know, McRae or Kennel. It will be one of those other guys. And Hudson, it's just where he wants to attack from, but he was doing so well with it. And like you said, those 28 yards on the 6.5 tackles for loss, man, and that's where that one guy who might have had, you know, his longest was 8, but ended up with 4 yards. I'm pretty sure Hudson had one of those. But yeah, also sack for 12. Then that forced fumble, that was sweet. That helped. They got to have those takeaways. So, yes, by the end of the game, I'm going to say the Minnesota offensive linemen, man, they really got to love the PJ if they want to go back to work on, what, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, something like that. That's interesting. What about you, Miz? What are your thoughts?
Miz?
Yeah, Miz. I'm Tony O. What's up, Miz?
My thoughts are you're getting my name wrong.
Yeah, are we going to go all show like this?
Jeez.
I don't know if I can take
this. I really don't think that the listeners have any idea what is happening right now.
Fine. Your thoughts, Tonio. Jeez. Can't play along with the game.
My thoughts on the defense?
Yeah, yeah. Your thoughts. Do you think there's someone else that could be in that contention for a defensive player of the game besides Kalik the Freak?
No. I really don't. I mean, the stats are just off the charts. And even just watching, I mean, he was the biggest factor on defense in the game. I mean, he was the player you had to watch on every play, basically, to see where the action was happening.
Yeah, from side to side, both side. Whatever he was, you wanted to go against him, and somebody still showed up with the tackle.
He was like one of those guys that, I mean, that was like an All-American type game.
Yeah, like a Zach Thomas, who always just ended up around the ball whenever there was a tackle.
Yeah, like a guy that averages like 20 tackles a game or something. That's what he looked like yesterday.
Anthony, your thoughts?
Oh, who are you talking to in this one? Who am I supposed to be?
Oh, sorry, you're Ron. Sorry.
Oh, there you go. Madison.
Yeah, what's up, Ron? No. Madison.
No. All right. Well, I think the best player on the Michigan defense was the Minnesota offensive line. Just putting that out there. They couldn't contain.
they do have 2 freshmen out of the 5.
Well, I'm just saying they couldn't stop the Michigan defense from getting in the backfield and creating losses. So I mean that's mine. But I mean if you want to get like particular and specific, I'm gonna behind Kalik the Freak Hudson, I'm gonna say Devin Bush. I mean, the guy was all over the field making tackles, making plays, so that's about it.
He is every week. I mean, he like I said earlier in the year, I mean, he's one of the guys that could really be an All-American type guy, you know, if Michigan has any in this defense. I mean, they could have a couple, they could have like 3 or 4, depends on how the rest of the year goes, but they've got that type of talent. There's no doubt.
And I like Mike McCray. He, you know, playing the entire time. You know, there's a few times where they were trying to score once again, and he went sideline to sideline to make sure. You know, I usually beat up on him, but yeah, he was doing his job completely. They didn't want to have them score any more points, as they almost did. You know, at that very end, and unless he lofted the ball, I don't know why he did that, but I liked what McCray did going sideline to sideline, even in the fourth quarter.
Tonio?
I agree. I mean, he had a good game too, but I still think Khalik Hudson was just phenomenal.
The Minnesota defense, Thomas Barber led the way with 7 tackles, had 1 for a loss. I'm not going to try to pronounce AA. We're just going to call him that.
Adekunle Ayinde.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, JC. Look at you doing that. 6 tackles, 4 by himself, 2 assisted. Blake Cashman, I can do that one at least. 6 tackles, had a sack in the contest as well. McGee had 5. Chenault had 5 as well, also had a sack. Going down the way, the other one that had a sack was Jackson in the contest. One question to kind of pose to you guys, and this is serious yet a joking one. How drunk do you have to be before you start swinging at someone with a helmet on?
How drunk?
How drunk do you got to be? How dumb and drunk do you have to be?
Pretty, you got to be out there. You got to be pretty lit.
What are we talking about now? Right?
Yeah. What are we doing? I don't know.
Well, weren't there some ejections because there was some fisticuffs being thrown during the game?
Yeah, I think it was just pent-up frustration for Minnesota on the offensive side. One of their offensive linemen threw a punch at one of the Michigan corners, and then that's when Josh Metellus came in to kind of
He came from like 15, 20 yards away, in his face.
Sprinting in out of nowhere to this guy that's about a half foot taller.
But how dumb do you have to be to swing at someone in the head? With a helmet on. How dumb do you have to be?
It happens all the time.
Tonio, how drunk have you been?
It does happen all the time, though.
Yeah. But how drunk have you been? Have you been that drunk and stupid that you've done something like that?
No. Actually. That I would try to hit someone with a hard piece of plastic surrounding their head?
I know a guy that has. There was a guy who I know that played beer league hockey. And he was literally all this guy did was get in fights. And one time, he literally broke this dude's face mask. He literally punched it in so hard that it snapped, and then he proceeded to just beat the living life out of this guy. So, I mean,
so he's
I'm assuming shout out he to that guy.
So you're telling me that he's wanted for murder. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anthony, have you been that dumb where you wanted to punch someone with a helmet on?
No, negative.
Okay.
I've seen people take off their helmet and then use their helmet as a weapon.
Yeah, so have I. Bryce Harper threw it like 15 feet the other direction.
I mean, I've seen it in baseball where players get really frustrated and they throw their helmets and then they get thrown out of the game. So, I mean, I've seen stuff like that.
In the NFL,
I mean, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
Players throwing helmets at each other, or, you know, whatever. Getting in fights.
So, 14 total first downs compared to 13 to Minnesota in the game yesterday. 371 to 90 in rushing yards.
Well, if you don't stop them as they're running 70 yards. That's a very long first down.
Yeah. So Michigan averaged 10 yards per rush in the game.
Right.
Pretty sure at that point you're bound to win every game if you do that. The only thing that Minnesota really did beat Michigan on was the passing game. But like I said, the passing game really didn't mean anything. 74 yards to 56. Total yardage, Michigan almost held Minnesota under 100 yards. It was 427 to 164. Minnesota had 56 plays. They averaged 2.9 yards a play. Michigan, 50 plays, averaging 8.5. The penalties.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. What kind of I understand as the game progresses and you're blowing a team out that you sometimes lose hindsight of basically the grand scheme of things. But you get penalized, you continue to get penalized down the way, and you end up finishing with 9 penalties for 85 yards. Minnesota, 3 penalties for 10 yards. What the hell?
You got to be aggressive, and that's what Jim and Don Brown want. So, yeah, some of them are dumb. Some could have been taken away, but you play all the way up until there's not a flag. Like we've said, pretty much every football play, there's a holding somewhere. It's just they're not going to call it all the time. So you push it as far as you can, and then you learn where they're going to call it at.
Yeah, Michigan is now 109th in the NCAA for penalties. We have given up 615 yards over the season. That's a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you when you said 109th. Does that mean that that's low?
That is not a good.
Okay,
place.
I just want to make sure what ranking it is, because sometimes you give a ranking like that, it's like, oh, maybe that's pretty
ranked
good.
For fewest penalties. 109th,
oh, right.
69 over the season for 615 yards.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's a big
that's a lot
amount of yardage to give up.
That's about the same yardage that was given up 2 weeks ago to Penn State, if I'm not mistaken. Time possession, Minnesota led that one 32 minutes, Michigan 27.5. Third down conversion, 4 for 13 for Minnesota, 4 for 11 for Michigan. No one decided to go for 4 on fourth down. You had 2 for 2 chances in the red zone for both teams. Michigan, like I said, 5 sacks in the game, 46 yards, 3 sacks for Minnesota for 23 yards. Quinn Nordin, do you think the weather really had an issue with him? Was the weather an issue for him as far as some of his kicking, especially like the extra point because he went 3 for 4?
I don't know. Doug Karsh was on the sideline during the game.
Who?
And Crash.
Who?
And, you know, he was talking, and they actually brought that up. They asked, you know, how the field was, and he said it wasn't too, I mean, considering all the rain, he said it, you know, pretty favorable conditions still, you know, for any type of kicker. So I don't know if it's, you know, just having a bad game or what, but I'm honestly not worried. I know they were kind of talking about it as maybe his confidence shaken. I wouldn't see why. I mean, he's had a phenomenal year, and he just missed his second PAT, I think, yesterday, and then I think he's 10 of 14 now from field goals. So, and the field goal he missed literally by centimeters. So,
yeah, no, I think the extra point should have been something you definitely have to nail home. That might have shaken him because that was very early in the game. It could have been a big difference maker. Minnesota, you know, would have played it out. But, no, I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't believe Coach Harbaugh. Obviously, he says every week there's a competition for it. But I believe Quinn Nordin will be back next week against Maryland.
Tonio?
I think it might just be the wild thing factor. You know, he's learning. He's still a freshman. One missed extra point in a game where it didn't have any effect. It's okay.
Anthony?
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
Fair enough.
I zoned out.
Thank you very much, Ron Madison. Let's take a break.
You're welcome.
Well, when we come back, we'll open the phones, 734-998-1050. We'll also get your guys' players of the game, and we'll go from there. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.